Hello, and happy Valentine's Day to you. Welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online service on this Valentine's Day. I'm so glad that you have joined us. I am Reverend Jennifer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And what I'd like to invite you to do right now on this Valentine's Day as we begin this service is just to pause for a moment and to send some love of yours to the people that you care about, to the people in your life, to the people that you go to church with, and just to bless them with that love. And what a wonderful way that is to start our day and to start this service. And so as we begin this service, I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, to come forward. He is going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is already and always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, just to pause from the busyness of whatever it is that you've been doing, and to allow yourself to kind of sink into your own beingness. And to allow the sound of this bowl, the ringing, to just help you slow down.
Let's take a few minutes to recognize what a blessing it is to know with absolute certainty that there is one source. I have a very clear picture of this, and I know that we share a common connection with Spirit and with each other. This one source is perfect life and perfect love. It is always with us, always manifesting in our lives and in everything we do. And it is here now as Living Beyond Limits. This is very clear to me. I bless Reverend Jennifer. Her oneness with the Living Spirit guarantees that we hear what we need to hear. I bless Ray for the love he expresses and what he does for us. I bless the practitioners. I bless everyone in the Living Beyond Limits family. I bless all spiritual paths. And I am very grateful for what we are doing. And so it is. Hello. My reading today is from The Art of Being Yourself by Frank Richelieu, and is from the chapter titled the creative power of love. It goes like this. The mystery of life is revealed in the consciousness of love. Love is all-powerful. There is no condition in our lives that love cannot heal. But most people think they have to seek love, that they have to go somewhere looking for it. But the only place you will find love is within yourself. For love is the very core of your being. You are fashioned out of love, the givingness of life, and you live and move and have your being in this love. You cannot be robbed of it, divorced from it, or lose it, because you are the very activity of love. Therefore, you can never separate yourself from the inner presence, which is love. Whatever happens to you, whatever you do or don't do, whether you experience joy or sorrow, sickness or health, infinite love is present with you at all times. So you do not have to look for love. You do have to recognize it. And so as you begin to dwell in the consciousness of love, you will find that this love heals and blesses and enriches. It always adds to and never takes from. In spirit, which is love itself, you will consciously begin to live and know the joy that love adds to those around you and your life. And so it is.
Thank you, David. That was really nice. And so I would like to share with you now our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. And so if you know it, I invite you to join me in saying it. And if you don't, I invite you just to take this in. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." And so that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are coming to discover that, yes, indeed, that presence of the Infinite One indwells us, that it is part of the very essence of who we are. And like David said, it's as we discover that love that's inside of us, then even though we love to experience it from the outside, we don't have to have it from the outside. We can be the ones that bring love into the world in a way that is healing, in a way that is encouraging, in a way that changes things. As we discover that presence of the Infinite One within us, we discover that there is a peace and a wisdom and a wholeness and the truth of oneness with the divine and with everyone and everything. And as we come from that consciousness and that understanding, we come to the world differently. And we come as a healing presence. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for heeding the call of your own spirit to be walking this spiritual path, to be bringing that divine presence into this world in a way that is beneficial to you and to everyone with whom you come in contact with. So thank you so much for that. And so I'm going to begin my talk today by sharing a story with you. And it comes from the book Enough Already, The Power of Radical Contentment by Alan Cohen. It goes like this. A long time ago, In a galaxy far, far away, I developed a crush on a girl who worked in a local pet shop. When I went into the store, Becky and I would chat and laugh, and I felt a spark when we were together. I sensed that she was attracted to me, and I fantasized about dating her. We were from different cultures and had different lifestyles, but I still hoped we might have a relationship. When Becky told me her birthday was coming up, I bought her a nice card and inscribed a poem. As I approached the pet store to deliver my card, my heart was pounding, my palms grew sweaty. What if I professed my caring and she rejected me? So I did the thing that any able-bodied chicken would do. I stuck the card under my shirt. I decided that I would start a conversation with Becky, and if she showed signs of interest or affection, I would give her the card. If she displayed no interest, I would play it safe and leave the store without putting myself on the line. I found Becky at the cash register, and she said hello. That day, she did not seem especially interested in connecting. She was pleasant, but not attentive. Disappointed, I started to leave. But as I stepped away, I felt a push back in her direction. I decided to take the plunge. I removed the card from under my shirt, went to the counter, and told her happy birthday and gave her the card. Becky smiled politely and said thank you, put the card aside without opening it, and turned to the next customer without giving me a second look. Shut down royally. I exited the store feeling utterly deflated. I had put my heart on the line and had been rejected. Yet as I made my way to my car, another feeling began to overtake me. Exhilaration. I experienced the deep joy of letting my affection shine, and that felt fantastic. I did what I had to do, and I was in integrity with myself. Ultimately, it didn't matter whether or not I received a particular response. The true reward was in the expression. And so why did Alan feel so good giving her that card, expressing his affection, when he got shut down? You know, the answer to that is the reason he felt so good is because that action that he took was in alignment with his own divine nature. And that divine nature is love. Your divine nature and my divine nature is love. It is what we came from, the divine that is love. So Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, said, "There is but one ultimate impulsion in the universe. This impulsion is love. This love is more than an emotional sentiment. It is the pure essence of divine givingness. When we love, we are acting in alignment with the divine givingness of life, the divine givingness of that living spirit, the very nature of life. When we love, we are emulating that divine nature and giving way to that divine essence of our own beingness." You know, I think as human beings, there's nothing that feels better than to be loved and to love. Those are two of our greatest needs as human beings. When we love, we have a sense of expansion within us. When we love, we feel connected to those people that we are loving. When we love, it breaks down walls and it changes how we see others. When we love, it puts us in a different perspective. And when we love, it nurtures the giver as well as the receiver. And it creates an avenue for those who are being loved to actually thrive. You know, I really think that love really makes life worth living. And so the title of my talk today is Love is My Decision. And I'm talking about the power of love and how the power of love uplifts and makes whole whatever it touches. That we create unity and brotherhood and right action when we act out of love and when we bring love into our actions. So love is more than a sentiment. Love is a power. Love is a mode of conduct. Love is an attitude. And we make that choice to love over and over and over again because it's a choice. Love is my decision. It's something that we decide that we are going to do. And I think the highest call on this spiritual path is to love. And the highest expression of spirit is love. And yet, we don't always act in loving ways. In fact, sometimes we act in ways that are very unloving. We act in ways that are unloving to ourselves by being hypercritical of ourselves, by comparing ourselves to other people and then telling ourselves that we don't meet that standard, that we don't measure up. We act in ways that are unloving to ourselves by focusing and dwelling on our mistakes and on our shortcomings. You know, I think that taking responsibility for our words and our actions and what we do is really important. I think it's vitally important if we use that information to grow and to change and to do it differently the next time. Rachel Wolchin, who is an author and blogger, says, "It is not how we make mistakes, but how we correct them that defines us." You know, we all make mistakes. It's part of being human. So giving ourselves a hard time for making the mistakes and continuing to give ourselves a hard time and beat ourselves up doesn't serve us. It's how we correct the mistakes. It's what we learn from them and how we come to the world differently the next time. Giving ourselves a hard time and being unwilling to let that go diminishes our self-esteem. It holds us down instead of lifting us up and doing better, which happens when we encourage ourselves and when we learn. Harsh criticism and judgment of ourselves, to me, is like pouring toxic waste on a plant and then expecting it to thrive and put forward good fruit. It just doesn't work that way. Instead, being encouraging to ourselves and having compassion for ourselves, cheering ourselves on and treating ourselves with love fosters us doing better the next time. And obviously, not only do we harshly criticize ourselves, but we also do that to others. We criticize and judge our neighbors or our coworkers. We judge and criticize people that are of the other political party. We judge and criticize people we don't even know. And we judge and criticize those people that we say we love the most, our spouses and our children and our parents. I'm sure that you've all heard there have been so many experiments done with plants where they take two plants and they are in the same environment and one of the plants is blessed or prayed over or loved or talked to nicely and the other one, none of that is done to, and how the one that has been blessed and prayed over and loved grows bigger or stronger or taller or thrives more than what the other one does. Well, I read about an experiment that was just recently done. It was called Bully a Plant. It was an experiment conducted at a school in the United Arab Emirates leading up to the anti-bullying day on May 4th. It showed students how destructive negative comments can be. They set up two identical plants in the school. Plants were kept under identical controlled environments. They each received the same amount of light, nutrition, and water. And for 30 days, they invited students to compliment one plant and to bully the other. And that bullying looked like them saying things like, "Are you even really alive?" And another said, "You're not even green." And another one said, "Even vegans think it's fine to eat you, you little emotional green wanker, emotionless wanker." Versus the ones that were complimentary told the plants things like they were beautiful. And I love the way that you grow. And I love the way you synthesize sunlight so that you can get taller and bigger. What about that? Are you even really alive? I hear those words and there's something inside of me that just cringes. It feels so awful. Doesn't it sound harsh to you and cruel? And do you ever speak just like that to yourself? Maybe not those exact words, but that same exact energy that feels just like that? What if we loved and blessed everything that we want to thrive? What if we loved and blessed everything that we want to flourish or to be beautiful and ceased doing that harsh, those harsh words and being judgmental? What if we loved and blessed all of our relationships? If we loved and blessed our work and our coworkers and our bank account and our spouses and the neighbor with whom we have conflict with and the people of the other political party? What if we sent a blessing and sent our love to them every single day? I'd like to invite you to do that with me right now. And so I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and to just breathe in. Breathe in, and then as you exhale, breathe out of your heart. Breathe in, and then breathe out through your heart. And just continue to do that. And continue to breathe in and breathe out through your heart until it starts filling the room that you're in. And what in your life would you like to be more rich or full or beautiful? So breathe in and then breathe out through your heart and extend that to the thing that you would like to grow or be more full or be more rich. That energy coming out of your heart. And where in your life are you holding judgment? And so breathe in and then breathe out through your heart and extend that heart energy to that person or that situation or that thing. And I invite you to go ahead and open your eyes. And so Alan Cohen says, in A Course in Miracles, it tells us when you keep someone else in a prison of your judgments about them, you have to stay in prison with them to make sure they don't escape. You must sit at the door of their cell to guard them. So you are just as much in prison as the person who you are incarcerating. Actually, more so if they don't share your judgments about them. Let other people out of the jail of your criticism, and you will be free too. When we hold another person in that harsh judgment of our criticism, we place ourselves in hell. And we place ourselves in hell because we separate ourselves from our own divine nature. We separate ourselves from the love of the divine that already imbues us, and that is our own essential nature. We remove ourselves from the kingdom of heaven that is within us, which is a kingdom of peace and a kingdom of well-being and a kingdom of unity and of oneness and of wholeness. I read a quote this week online that really grabbed me, and it comes out of Buddhist boot camp. It says, if you're not kind to unkind people, you are one of them. Unconditional kindness is not a declaration of who deserves it. It's a declaration of who you are. We don't act as love because someone deserves it. We act as love because we are awake to our own spirit. We act as love because we have consciously chosen to be a part of the solution. We act out of love because we have consciously chosen to be that which we wish to see in the world. I'm paraphrasing, but Jesus said, if you only love those who love you back, what good is that? Our ego celebrates that, how many people love us, but I'm not sure how that really serves your own soul. And I'm not sure how that really serves your own divine nature, or how that benefits the collective of humanity. When we share the love of the divine that lives within us, it doesn't play favorites. When we share the love of the divine within us, it is a transformative power. It smooths hurts and dissolves division and brings us together. And it brings the best forward in everyone. Do you know about the work of Father Gregory Boyle? He has a ministry working with ex-gang members and people who have recently been released from prison. And he has a program of job training and owns Homeboy Industries, or it's a nonprofit, so I'm not sure he owns it, runs Homeboy Industries. They have Homegirl Cafe, which is a restaurant that the girls work in. They have a silk screening shop. They have a bakery, and they do retraining programs for people to re-enter the job world and do counseling and tattoo removal. And these people, it changes their lives. They come from really not being part of the functioning of society into being thriving and creating a life for themselves. and being a beneficial part of society. And the bottom line, the crux of everything that he does is really that he loves them. He loves each and every one of them, whether they deserve it or not. And so my invitation to you this week is to bring forward that power of love, to let go of your harsh condemnation and of your judgments towards yourselves and towards others. Instead, to be kind and to be compassionate and to be loving, whether you or they deserve it or not. And in turn, it invites our best forward. God, in its highest vibration, is love. And so love and bless whatever it is in your life that you want to thrive, whatever it is that you want to flourish and expand and be rich and full. Love that. Bless that. And send your love and your blessings to all places and all situations that challenge you. Do that exercise of breathing out through your heart to bless all of those things that challenge you. And as a result, you'll be acting as the healing action of love in this world. And so on Valentine's Day and every day, may love be your decision. And so blessings to you on this path of awakening to your own spirit and your own divine nature and bringing that into the world in a way that is beneficial to everyone and everything. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention and turn it to the truth of that infinite one that is right here, wherever we are, that infinite one that is a presence of love and the very principle of wholeness, that one presence that is creative intelligence and good without bound, that is the very energy of life that is imbuing every single thing on this planet. For I know everything has sprung forth out of that creative love, intelligence of the universe. That everything that I see and everything that I don't see is it in expression. That every person and every animal and every plant and every tree and every cloud and lake and sky and star, it is all that presence expressing itself as beauty, as magnificence, as creativity. And that I see that that presence also is expressing itself in me and as me and through me. I see that presence expressing itself in every person and as every person and through every person. And therefore, what I know is that there in reality, there are no limitations. There are no obstructions. There is only the free flow of this infinite creativity and of this infinite love. And so today I open myself up as a conduit for love, the love of God, to flow through out into this world as a healing balm. And I claim right now and know and see that that is happening for each and every single one of us. That God is downloading itself through every human being on this planet as the presence of love. That we all feel this love. That we all feel loved and valued and cherished and cared for by the universe itself, by life itself. And as we feel loved, we stand taller and we come to the world more powerfully. And we come to the world desiring to be a beneficial presence. And that, it is what is happening everywhere through everyone. That love is the thing that connects us one to each other. And that connection is solid, and it is secure, and it is thriving. And so today we say yes to the call of the divine within us to be that presence of love. Love in our words, love in our thoughts, and love in our activities. And we become the blessing. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I give thanks for this ability and this realization and this recognition that is all we need to do is say yes. And so today, on Valentine's Day, we say yes to love. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I simply witness its unfolding all around me. And for this, I give thanks. And so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is next Sunday, we are going to do church on Zoom at 10 o'clock on Sunday. So if you would like to join us to get to see your fellow community members and get to say hi to each other and connect to each other, I invite you to join us on Zoom. It's the same Zoom number that we use for our classes and things. If you are not on our email list and would like to join us to get that Zoom link, please email us at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will make sure you get on that list so that you can get that Zoom link. We are having our annual meeting on February 28th, which is Sunday, at 11 a.m. on Zoom. So if you are a member, I encourage you to join us. We will be talking about the future and what our plans look like next year and what we would like to do and what we'd like to see. We are also going to be voting on reinstating David Conant as one of our board members. And our intention also is to start meeting again in person at the park on the first Sunday of March. We're going to start that, start meeting every other week. So put that on your calendar, and I hope to see you at Hartwell Park at 10 o'clock on the first Sunday of March. I invite you to join us for connection and spiritual practice on Zoom. We're doing that on Thursdays at 7 p.m. It's a lovely time of connection with each other and getting to explore some elements of our lives and share with each other and really just build this connection with each other that is a connection of love and support and care as we get to really be real with each other. It's lovely. We are continuing to do Ministry of Prayer. If you have a prayer request, you can email or text or call Barbara Conant, and she will get that out to the other practitioners. We also have prayer shawls. If you would like to have a prayer shawl, if you would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer or know somebody else that would like to be, it could be doing some new venture in their life or going through some challenge. We're happy to gift you with a prayer shawl. The practitioners will pray over it for your specific desired outcome and then give that to you. So you can call Barbara if you'd like a prayer shawl. We invite you to join our YouTube channel. It gives you a one click to all of our talks. And last, I would like to thank you for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits, your support of prayers and of energy and, of course, your financial support. It has enabled us to continue to thrive and to be afloat during this time when we aren't meeting in person. And so thank you for that. And so blessings to you this week. Know that you are loved, and I hope to see you next week on Zoom.